And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Boyd, we got a great show for you today. Pete's continuing the Let's Talk Hookup Alaska adventure, but Corey and I are in the studio today having a great time talking with one of my very favorite people here on Let's Talk Hookup. That's Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. So much to cover, so much great information. We're looking forward to your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's sport fishing voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details. Quality is the name of the game at Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
The Yamaha Outboard Summer Power Sales Event is here. Until the end of August, eligible new select 90 to 200 horsepower four-cylinder four-strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Offer ends August 31, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
It's summertime in San Diego, and that means a couple of things. The getting is good for yellowfin and bluefin off our Southern California coast. A road trip to bag some high Sierra trout sounds like a great weekend. And the Ford Summer Sales Event has started at your San Diego County Ford dealers. In fishing, we love to get away, and we love to have the best gear. And right now is the perfect time to upgrade to a brand new Ford truck or SUV. The absolute best piece of fishing gear you could have. During the summer sales event, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on a wide variety of trucks and SUVs, including great financing and cashback offers on some of the most popular models. They've got deals across their lineup to get you into the perfect size SUV for you. And they've got deals on F-150, Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payload and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Happy to be here in the studio. Corey, another good day, man.
Man, always a fun show.
Yeah, no doubt. Lots of good fishing going on. And, man, really excited to have Captain Tim Ekstrom in here just because there is so much going on. We were kind of BSing before the show, like, what direction do you want to go? There's so much fishing to be had close to the beach, long range, inshore, offshore. It's a good time to be a fisherman right now.
I know we were just trying to think about what topic we wanted to study. There isn't a topic to stop, but we're going to kind of let the phone calls direct whatever we talk about, because it, you know, any way you slice it, anywhere you look, there's something good going on. There's all kinds of potential out there. Just, I mean, you know, what do you want to catch? You want to catch a school-sized tuna? You want to catch yellowtail and kelp, Dorado? You want to go catch a big bluefin? You want to go down to the island and catch, you know, target yellowfin tuna? at Guadalupe. You want to go down on the ridge and target that fish down there. There's good wahoo fishing now at Leos Rocks. There's a sprinkling of wahoo there on the ridge. There's yellowtail on the coast down below Natividad, Eugenia, San Pablo. I mean, where do you want to go?
You had said when we were in the break, we were just BSing about fishing. You're like, oh, you know, the island really turned on. And I'm like, oh, I know, I saw this great yellowtail fishing. And then I realized the difference in geography that we're both used to. You were talking about Guadalupe Island. I was thinking about Coronado Island. You know, we're like,
too.
Yeah, you're right, man. The island's on. Like,
that's right.
You pick an island, it's happening right now.
Pretty much. Pretty much. There's a lot of potential.
That's great.
It's incredible the amount of, going back to Guadalupe, you know, our realm.
Yeah.
Incredible the amount of fish that's out there.
That's
just
great.
Just unreal. And it went through a down cycle, which all places do.
Yeah.
I mean, it fell off to where we there were a couple of days we couldn't even catch a fish there. The first 2 days of our last trip, we had two fish for 2 days. It was brutal.
It was brutal.
And you're seeing fish the whole time.
Which makes it worse. That doesn't make it better. It somehow makes it worse.
Somehow, yeah. I don't know. You know, on the one hand, at least, you know, and they boil around, too.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
You know, everybody doesn't think you're crazy. You're on the PA going, hey, man, there's a lot of fish here, you know, if there's nothing going on, you know. I think there's a little skepticism that, you know, especially after day two, but you know, they're boiling around, everybody sees it, everybody knows, but no doubt about it, after a couple of days, we were ready to bail out, which we did. You know, we went in the coast, we made a catch of yellowtail, then we turned around and came back out. Unfortunately, after, I think the island was really off for about 4 days,
right.
We came back out there, and just like that, right back in the saddle.
Yeah, it's not like the fish were gone, not like any, just it's condition. I mean, every you name a place, it has on days and off days.
Absolutely.
It's just good to know that it's back on.
Yeah, and the amount of fish that's out there right now is just extraordinary. I mean, there was one day a couple of trips ago that there was about a mile-long stretch along the island where it was solid fish.
Wow.
I mean, it was just like so much fish, you can't even believe that there could be that much. You know, it's like, are my eyes failing me here? Is my machine failing me? It's just unbelievable.
And what a cool place to get to have that experience, too. That island is just prehistoric and big, and the fish are big, and the sharks are big. And
yeah.
Everything about that place is just, it's like mystical.
It is the ultimate long-range, it's the ultimate close long-range destination. I mean, you are... undoubtedly, and if you go to Guadalupe, you're long-range fishing there. It really has all of the tenets of long-range. It's got the flavor. It's got the scenery. It's got the fit, you know, everything about it.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, it sucks when you're not catching anything, but even when you're not catching anything, you still,
yeah.
I mean, just look around and go, this place is unreal.
Right,
it's unreal. There's nothing like it.
And why is it the fish tastes so much better from there, Tim? I mean, I've had it, and it's... fatty and incredible.
Exactly.
You know?
It's one of the, and it's always been that way. Really interesting.
Really?
Yeah. And the yellowfin tuna in particular, when you fillet them up, the color of the meat is clearly different there. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's a lot lighter. It almost, I mean, I remember some years it looks like albacore. It's so light.
To me, the fillet almost looks like grouper.
It's amazing. It is.
Yeah, I didn't
know that. And it's because of that high fat content there. I mean, they're just swimming around, you know,
a lot of feed.
Gorging themselves. There's tons of forage off the edge and the shallows. You know, there's a lot of good groceries there. That's why they're there. I mean, it has to be.
And it's cool knowing, you know, obviously the fish seems different, you know, this year than past years, which I know is common again. But it's just cool knowing that when that anchor's down and you cast a sardine, at any point in time, you could hook a 100-pounder. And no matter what, no matter where you're at there, the shot is there.
I'll tell you something funny about it this year, which I'm really glad of, and you'll be amazed to hear me say this, but last year the fish were too big out there,
right.
You know, because no matter what, I mean, Guadalupe is the island of white sharks, man, and there's heavy predation there at times. You
the
know,
casualties.
Yeah, when they move in, it's just, you know, it is what it is, man. They're dominant, no doubt about it. They are in command, and when they're those big fish, you know, unless they're really biting heavy line where you can really reef on them,
right.
I mean, they just get a significant percentage. When they get that souped up, man, it's all over.
So this, 100 pounds, you just can't catch them fast enough.
Exactly. Right. And this year, most of that fish, or a lot of it, is in that, say, 30 to 50-pound range.
Nice.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Man,
you can get it to the boat quick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've made some interesting, you know, discoveries working around those sharks. And the number one thing is you've got to pull on a fish like you're trying to break the line.
Okay.
And if the line breaks, who cares?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd rather the line break than a shark eat it.
Yeah.
Right? So you have to pull on them like you're trying to break the line. And when you pull that hard, when we were catching those big ones, we were, you know, it was like throw your pride out the window, man. We were tag teaming those things.
Yeah.
You know,
you
pull as hard as you can for 3 minutes, you know, until you're just gassed, and then you hand the rod to Blake, and he pulls until he's gassed, and then the angler takes it. You know, we'd work them in together. But as long as you pull that hard and get the fish planing up, if he's up shallow and he's mobile, moving around, we'd get 75-80% of those, maybe even more. If you get one of those fish that go straight down and start dogging you, you know, doing the tuna circle, over every time.
That's crazy.
They get every single one. Yeah, you wouldn't get them through.
I guess it's kind of cool to see, but after your first one, it's not so cool.
I'll tell you.
We always say that. The first one that a white shark eats is the coolest thing you've ever seen. Numbers 2 through 10, not so much.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's cool to see, and this year in particular, they've been getting pretty riled up about it because, you know, it's almost like they get pissed when they can't get one. Three times last trip, I mean, Shark Week Discovery Channel, like when they're trolling the seal on the – oh, yeah.
No.
Fish out on the surface, boom, 10 feet in the air, thing blows out.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so crazy.
Yeah, yeah. It probably happened 6 times just this last trip,
man.
Just the other day.
That's worth the price of admission right there.
Sure, yeah, it's pretty extreme. I'll tell you another thing.
Nobody's screaming in the back of the boat or anything.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean, guys jumping away from the rail. We had it. We learned the hard way. You know, I guess fortunately it wasn't too hard. So you know, have the hose sticking out the scupper, right?
Oh,
so
come on.
Hose is running into the water, you know.
Yeah.
Like a fish splashing.
Yeah, 3 times they came up and boom, blew out where the water was going.
Oh, no way.
So we started sticking the hoses all the way in the water.
Yeah, no more splash.
Exactly.
That's
no splashing.
Wild.
That took care of that. But
wow.
Wow, that's wild. Well,
and you don't see him coming.
Yeah,
because
sure,
there's the white water there, right? So, you know, here all of us are fishing alongside just... Oh, this big blowout.
Wow, that's crazy.
2,000 pounds.
Exactly. It's like, oh, that's enough of that, man. Okay. We're going to pull that.
It's so crazy, Tim, how the dynamics there at Guadalupe have changed over the last 30 years, really, because it wasn't really a white shark, yellowfin kind of place.
Not like that.
Yeah.
Not like
that. No, I mean, it used to be big bluefin. And
right, and it all changed in 1992. Something... You know, obviously, in the big picture, something grand happened there.
Yeah.
And there's pretty much been yellowfin tuna almost every year that I can recall since then. But the great white sharks didn't show up there until 1998.
Okay.
I mean, there were one, two. I mean, it used to be
like anywhere, really.
Right. If you saw one, it was really something. Everybody dropped their poles and go watch.
But they actually migrate there now.
Apparently they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not as hip to the science, but there's obviously a lot of knowledge that's been acquired through all the research that's been done out there. But there's a remarkable number of them that go there. But they're just part of the program. You know, it's really interesting also how much, you know, even day to day we see, or times of the day, there's times when they don't bother you at all. They're patrolling around the boat and they don't eat a single fish. There'll be 3-4 of them there, and then all of a sudden they just turn on. It's bite time. You know, they grab 4 or 5 of them, or one of them grabs, gets the other ones fired up, and you know, you have to battle through them, and then they stop again. They don't bite a darn thing. So, you know, it's just part of the dynamic there. It is, you know, there's times, like if it's all that straight big fish and we're hooking them on lighter line, there's times when they run you out of there. You just have to, you know, because you can't.
Pull anchor and get the heck
out. Yeah, I mean, you can only.
They don't get full.
To me, I get a little, I get, you know, thinking about it from an ethical standpoint, you know, it's like, you know, you lose one, whatever, that's part of it. 2, 3, 4, time to go.
Yeah.
You know, I just can't sit there in good conscience and feed those things, those big tuna, you know what I mean? I'd rather go try to hook one somewhere where they're not, because
totally.
There's a lot of places where they're not at. You know, you go down by, you know, way down south on the south end or whatever, there's places where you can go and
get away from
be
them.
A lot more effective at landing what you hook, you know.
Sure.
It's just a matter of if you hook something, you know. Sometimes you got to, you know, there where the fish are, surprise, you know, I mean, that's what sharks do, so.
No dummies.
They're not. They're definitely not.
So you guys, you in particular, and your partners, Randy and Gerby, I know you spent a lot of time and effort, you know, with getting back into Guadalupe Island and the permit process and things like that. And your schedule with Royal Star this time of year dictates that. That is a highlight place that a lot of people want to do. So summertime made up of a lot of trips that go to that destination. Are we starting to transition? I mean, what's the schedule like for Royal Star right now? What are you guys doing, and when do we start transitioning to other destinations, and how does that all kind of shake out?
So we've had a very similar schedule now going on, I want to say, 8 or 10 years, and it's the Saturday to Saturday 7-day, which is absolutely my favorite trip to run by a long way, especially at this time of year, because every option is available. Mm-hmm. If you need to make a long run down to, Alejos or the Ridge, you have ample time to do that, fishing both on the way down as well as on the way back. You've got a lot of time to mix and match. If there's good fishing up here, offshore, whatever, you can mix in a couple days of there and the island and then come. Yeah, there's just every option on the table is available. Obviously, the days of the week work out great for us, and it's very convenient for anglers, but that 7-day time frame. We have a schedule of those trips aside from two trips. We generally started about the middle of July, and then it runs all the way through the middle of October, the third week of October. It's just the ideal trip, especially for incorporating the island outside. It's the perfect time frame. That also does give you the option where you could go to the island and then make a run down if you had to.
Sure.
If you got run out by the critters there, or if the fishing was off. Sure. This last trip is a perfect example. We were there for a couple of days. It was off. We ran into the coast, fished there for a couple of days, and then came back out. And fortunately got in a good day of fishing there on the last day. But you've got options.
You've got time.
We talk about the offshore fishing here local, which has been great. We're going on almost 3 years now where there just hasn't been any offshore fishing kind of in our, in the long range zone.
Which is not the norm.
Right.
It's all been up here.
In the 28-degree latitude block, the 29 block, the 30 block, there just hasn't been much going on there. But rest assured, it will sure. revert back to that. It always does. It just cycles. So that is about as ideal of a scenario as you could get, where, if there's good fishing in between there and at the island and back, you can really mix and match, which, to me, that's the perfect long-range trip. I mean, we'll go anywhere and catch them, and we'll sit if we have to, whatever. But ideally, you do a few different things. That's if it shakes out that way, you hit the jackpot.
You've said that a long time ago, that you build the schedule in Royal Star based on what you think will provide the single best catch for the anglers. It's not time. It's not this. It's not that. It's just knowing that this time of trip at this time of year is going to provide us the best opportunities a year out.
Exactly.
Not a lot of mixing and matching, trying to figure out what might be a more people might pick this trip because of these things. Like you sit down, your partners are all fishermen, as all your colleagues are, but just say this is what's going to give us the best shot at catching fish.
That's exactly it. That's how I feel about it. I mean, I write the schedule and I write it as a fisherman. I don't write it as a a business tycoon trying to maximize it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do. I'm the one that has to take that boat out there and drive around and try to catch fish. So that's first and foremost. And that goes for when we're on the, even trip to trip. It was interesting. We had a group that's fished with us for a long time last trip. And we went out to the island and then we went into the coast and we turned right back around after 2 days and ran 185 miles back out to the island. There were a number of anglers who were, they just made the comment, wow, I can't believe you ran all the way back out there and, burned the fuel and took the time, and God, thank you so much. I appreciated their compliments and their gratitude, but at the same time, I'm thinking to myself, that was just a fishing move. I don't even think about it. None of us do. Brandy, Brian, the fuel and what it cost us to run the trip, that goes out the window as soon as you leave the dock. We'll do whatever it takes to put a catch on the boat, a quality catch. I was ready to run down to the Ridge. Yeah. I was going to go down there for a day because, fishing was so terrible. And, you talk about some running and fuel consumption and this and that. Who cares?
Yeah,
I don't care about it at that point. All I care about is making a catch for the anglers that are on the boat.
Just making it happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, absolutely.
And if I'm not mistaken, the Royal Star, you and Randy, really, correct me if I'm wrong, but innovated the RSW and spiking fish and really kind of taking care, unloading the fish from the boat into ice bins, right?
That goes back a long way.
But I
say it now and I can't even believe it. it still feels like yesterday, but that was in 2003. That was 15 years ago now. Wow. Think about that.
But Tim, in my mind, that was one of the largest steps that this fleet has made. And the progression of customer base, can I use the word product?
It was the largest step. There isn't even any question about it. In my history in long-range fishing, 30 years now, there's no question about it. That was the most transformative in the evolution of long range fishing, that was and the most transformative base, introduction of a method, what we do, by far, a long, long way, and what that's translated into as far as value for the angler on the trip and what it's added. I mean, it just, you know, we finally gave our entire fleet the opportunity to really respect the product, respect the harvest of that wild caught seafood, and produce this beautiful product for our anglers who are, you know, they're putting forth a lot of time and resources also investing in these trips. So it just increased the value a hundredfold.
I mean, it's really cool on my end to see it, because when it comes off your boat and it goes to Sean at Fisherman's Processing, I mean, really, when somebody shares it with me, it's better than something you could buy in a showcase somewhere.
There's
no
doubt about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, here's a collateral benefit of it that none of us really envisioned at the time, but you can't believe how much less fish we take as a result of that. Because, you know, back in the old days were the old days, they were great, but, you know, it was cannery fish, and in order to return home with a good amount of product, you had to load up, man. You know, at a trade rate of whatever it was, 5-1 or 6-1, 4-1. I mean, you really, you know, you wanted to make sure you got as much as possible so you could return home with your two cases of cans, whatever. Well, it's not necessary anymore. Yeah. You return actually with more physical product. You keep 4 or 5 fish, which most anglers do nowadays. They'll keep 4, 5, 8 fish, depending on what size of them, and they've got enough. They've got enough that they can effectively handle it, utilize it, share it with friends.
They're calling uncle by that point.
Yeah, exactly. They're starting to calculate the processing bill in their mind.
Okay, Sean's getting me good on this one.
Exactly.
I remember the old days, you know, when I was in high school working at the tackle store, like, you always knew it was long-range season, because if you'd walk in on the slab, like, you could feel it when the, you know, okay, here we go, and everybody, you know, barge way, the big carts come pushing up, and there's 3 guys pushing, and one guy yanks the door up as fast as he can, and all the big, giant, 300-pound frozen popsicle, boom! You know, like, exactly. Hits the concrete slab, and you can feel it, like, oh, that was a big one. You know,
yeah.
I could feel it shaking the earth.
Oh, you guys up in the tackle shop.
Yeah, like, you'd hear the carts, you know, guys are hauling ass as fast as they could to try and get up the ramp, and then one guy jacked the door up, and everybody'd stop, and everything come flying out, and it was like you say, it was the old days. That's how it was. But and now everything is, like you say, it's in slush bins and you're not seeing it, and it was just it's an emphasis on putting the best possible product for it. It's been very cool to get to watch.
It's far more, you know, it's just more, it's more current, it's more civilized.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It really is. How we go about things out on the water too, it's really put a much different spin on it. You know, it used to be, And we're not cavalier about not making a catch or making, you know, obviously our objective is the same. We want to make it is good of a trip as possible, providing catching on, you know, variety, quantity, quality. But it's just, you know, you don't need to fill the boat every trip to make it a good trip. And there's a threshold. It's tangible. You can feel it.
Yeah.
You can actually feel the anglers, you know, they can legally catch a limit, but that doesn't, I mean, there are so many times when we are way, way away from our limits, and you can just feel it.
Everybody's
like,
and the customers are good.
Yeah, we got enough of those. Let's go do something else. You know, the thought of going, for example, the thought of in you know, day 4 into a 7-day trip or whatever, going in and just messing around and catching and releasing bass along the kelp line, that was unheard of 25 years ago. You would never think of doing something like that, where now, I mean, everybody's ready. Yeah, hell yeah, let's go make some halibut drifts. Let's go in on the coast and see what we can find. You know, that's actually become a common occurrence now, because, you know, again, I don't know what the number is. Every trip is different. You know, some anglers they want to keep more, they want to catch. Others, you can just kind of you go by the field. You got 200 of this or whatever. You know, it's plenty. You know, everybody's get 5, 6, 8 a piece. So
that's cool.
I mean, it really has. It's evolved the fishing. It's made it a much better trip with a stronger focus on the vacation element.
Yep.
You know,
as it should be.
Which is exactly what it is.
Yeah. Vacation and a little harvest.
Exactly.
Well, as you can hear, we've got a great show coming for you today. Always so much fun having Captain Tim in here, and just so much to talk about. I mean, we haven't even scratched the surface of the local fishing, the great stuff going on in the Liberty, all the great fishing that's happening right now. And if you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. 2 ways that you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning. First is with our local line. That one's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's a local number. Or get us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. 1090, that's the line I would grab right now, 877-792-1090. Not only is Tim in here answering all your questions, Corey in here answering all your great information, we've also got a really great prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. This one is the Big Wave, a great fisherman-style pair of glasses. It's the translucent matte gray frame. It's got that killer blue Hawaii lens, the new lens, and that Maui Pure, which is the most popular lens material. It combines optics almost as crisp as the super thin glass, but with the ultra light and excellent scratch and shatter resistance. It's just a great, great pair of glasses from Maui Jim. And one lucky caller is getting that at the end of the show today. Again, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Come join our seasoned crew led by Captain Aaron Remy and me on a fishing adventure to remember. Our 2018 schedule is available now with multi-day trips to fit your budget. The Searcher has remodeled cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and great meals prepared by our chefs. Don't wait. Book your adventure online now at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Visit SearcherSportFishing.com.
Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Daiwa is truly building great reels for the saltwater angler, and we have all the models you want. The Daiwa Lexa, Saltest, and Saltiga reels. Match these great reels with the all-new Proteus Wind Grip Rod, and you have a great combo. Fisherman's Landing Tackle also has Daiwa tackle storage bags, including jig totes, backpacks, and just too much to mention. So why not come check them out at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hard-working crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, Mighty 1090, and here with Tim Ekstrom, having a great time, Rick.
No doubt, buddy. It's a great, great opportunity. Great time for you to call, too. It's been a busy morning already. We're excited to get the phones rolling. Again, the only line open right now is that toll-free number. That one's 877-792-1090, the local line, completely packed up, but going to be a great time. Let's jump into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it, and doing so, let's talk to Doug. Doug's calling from Montebello. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Doug.
What's up, Doug?
Yeah, this question's for Tim. On those 16-day trips, are you just targeting the wahoo and tuna, or is there something out there that might be coming up right now?
Wahoo and tuna on the longer trips, for sure. Like a 16-day or a 15-day in that time range, that absolutely, wahoo and tuna are the primary focus. If you take Hurricane Bank, for example, I mean, aside from maybe going out off the edge and there's some bottom grabbers there that I think in the event that you just had a phenomenal trip on tuna and you just wore everybody out or something, maybe you might go try to catch some of those. But that would be an anomaly. It's definitely not something that I would focus on Royal Star.
You've said that the gear is way more intense to bring on a 10-day trip than it is on a 16-day. Because on a 16-day, you're fishing for two things: giant tuna and wahoo.
Exactly. Yeah, it's real specific, mm-hmm. And for that reason, the gear requirements are actually less. Yeah. I mean, you can go on a long trip and have one little mini tackle box with a few leaders and hooks, and you're good.
Been fortunate enough to fish on long trips with you for a number of years now on our Let's Talk Hookup charter, and that was one thing that exactly what you just said is, getting to do it a bunch and seeing the old school, just giant, ridiculous, huge tackle box. And then, you go with enough years, you start to go with some of the guys that have been there and done that. And, some of the guys that, a lot of anglers would respect is, these guys have been there a bunch, Stoss and, those types of guys. And you look at all their tackle boxes and they're like these little teeny squares that have a little bit of fluorocarbon and a handful of hooks. And maybe one tray of wahoo jigs.
There's those little, I think SKD is the brand.
Yeah, the 7,000.
Right, the little
smallest
guy.
One they make.
That's all you need. It is. I mean, I'm actually, you don't want to take the fun out of everybody's has to, your tackle accumulates over the years. You want to bring everything along, but you go on a trip and you find out, 90% of the stuff that's in your box, you don't even touch it. You know what I mean? And you stand there and go, God, why the heck did I even buy that thing?
Two hands, you're stressing to get the thing up on board. Here you go, Blake, take this.
It's for that one time, That time may come when they're biting that, whatever it may be. Ricky being in the tackle business,
trust me. I completely disagree with you, and I think every single
get a bigger box,
But that's all the excitement of going on the trips and the guys getting all fired up and, getting his geek on, right?
Yeah, that's what it is. That's exactly what it is, man. You got to have everything in there just in case.
Preparing a year ahead of time. I mean, it is true. Like I can be guilty of being the worst salesman in the tackle store. When a guy's getting ready for the trip, and honestly, it is. That's our philosophy at the tackle store. Like we sell a guy what we think is exactly what he needs, and we play the long game. There are plenty of guys that want to get into whatever trip it is. I mean, whether it's a 5-day or a 15-day, if they're going for their first time, one of the early times, and they'll have this idea of wanting to buy all this tackle, and I can't tell you how much myself and our crew talk people out of it, because that's what we do. We go all the time and
try to pull their throttle back.
And we just say, like, look, man, sure, if a guy really wants you, of course we'll sell it to you. We're not going to stop you, but hey, man, why don't you, instead of spending all your money on this, why don't you upgrade a few things over here? Just get what you need, not what you don't. And if you take care of a guy the right way and have them outfitted and save them money, like, you build your customer for a lifetime, not for that trip.
That's
our
love
philosophy.
About, yeah, so. That's what I love about Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We never see somebody in the boat come out with something the guy's in there sold me this and said,
this thing's hot, man.
Exactly. It just never happens. They're always outfitted correctly. So, there's a time and place. But going back to Doug's question, the 16-day trip down to Hurricane Bank, that trip it requires the least amount of equipment by a long way because the target is so specific.
Big tuna, big wahoo. Yes, Doug, appreciate the phone call very much. What's up next, Corey?
Well, should we take John Ireland?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Let's do it.
We got the man. John Ireland is on the line from Rancho Leonero. What's up, John?
Good morning, Rick. Corey, hello, Tim.
Good morning, sir.
Well, it's almost a blueprint of last week, except for a little bit bigger fish.
That's a good thing.
Everything's really close. So the tuna's been the main story, the yellowfin. And water temps staying consistent, about 85, 86 degrees. Flat and clear as it can be. We get the afternoon breezes, which really kind of saves us and keeps it from getting too darn hot. The east-southeast breezes come in, start about noon, and blow to about sundown and keep it nice and not too hard. And most of the boats are fishing south, so they're coming back with it, so it doesn't hurt. The air has been, it's been very, very pleasant down here last week and a half. Highs in the high 80s, and it's been really relatively cool for August, certainly down here in Baja. Again, the fishing this week's been all about the yellowfin and real close. Gosh, 3 days ago, right in front of the hotel, they're biting. Mostly drift fishing, a lot of good bait available. Almost all the fish are taken on sardine. The bigger fish, what's happening is the boats are catching one or two big fish, and a big fish for us is 50 to 60 pounders, and then limits of 10 to 20 pounders. And most of the 10 and 20 pounders are on the sardine, and then the big guys are on big chunks of squid. And I'm not kidding you, like a pound of squid they're throwing down, and they seem to be taking that. They're mixed with some nice big amberjack and pargo as well. They're occasionally picking those up in the mix. But it's limits for everybody, and it's close. The farthest the boats are really having to go is south of the lighthouse down by Rincon, down on the park boundary there. There's big fish also down on the Hyman Bank, which is about an hour and 20-minute run further south. They kept taking some big fish out of there. But most of the boats are staying in pretty close and just banging the yellowfin. Dorado mixed in with them. No real size on the Dorado. They're schooling Dorado 10 to 15-pounders. Haven't really seen any bulls this week. Billfish, just absolutely no pressure. Nobody's going, you know, after the Bisbee, I don't think there's been two or three boats out there looking around for marlin. Everybody's staying inside on the tuna. Again, inside's real good. Roosterfish as usual for this time of year. Lots of big guyos running up and down the beach. 50, 60 pounders are real, real common. And on the bottom, we got big pompano. Big pompano off the lighthouse for the guys that are sinking. And they like the squid as well. So it's very good fishing. And gosh, it's just a lot like last week, except the fish are probably 10 or the tuna are 10 or 15 pounds bigger. So we're pleased.
We like it.
Going.
John, it sounds like certainly some great fishing. Fun catching those big tunas down there and having the boys carve them up and having that, you know, sashimi back at the ranch. Man, it sounds like great time. If somebody wants to get in on the good fishing that's going on right now, are there still opportunities for the season to come down and join you at the ranch?
Yeah, there sure is, through the season, and it's great having fresh sushi daily. You know, we've had so many tuna, we've been carving up. Sushi's been the free appetizer at the bar for the last couple of weeks, so it can't get any better when it spoils you for San Diego, you know, because that sushi's two or three days old. But it's same day sushi's hard to beat. It's 800-646-2252. We have a lot of good photos, rancholaneo.com. Check out some of the big pargo and amberjack. You know, those are the fish that really get me excited, and we've been catching some big ones this week.
That's awesome, John.
Fun fishing, you guys.
Appreciate it. Great report, buddy. We sure appreciate it, and we will talk to you next week.
You will, for sure.
All right,
thanks
John.
To you, gentlemen.
Speaking of Rancho Leonero, I want to remind you, too, a great opportunity coming up. Our final San Diego County Ford Dealers remote broadcast is Saturday, September the 1st, at El Cajon Ford. It's going to be your next chance to qualify for the two big grand prizes, either random draw or by winning the Shimano Casting Contest. Prize number one is a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay, along with a trip to go down to Cedros Kayak Fishing on Cedros Island. Grand prize number two, you just heard it from John, it's a four-night fishing package for two at Rancho Leonero in Baja's East Cape. It includes round-trip tickets from either San Diego, Orange County, or LAX directly into Los Cabos on Alaska Airlines. Be sure to click on the Alaska Air banner on the front page at letstalkhookup.com. You can find some more info there. Also, you can win a trip on the Blackjack courtesy of Dana Landing. You're going to get your own charter from our good buddy Steve Pinard and Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We're going to be giving away Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses. There's tons of giveaways, too, just for showing up. Check the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for rules and details. We're going to see you Saturday, September the 1st, at El Cajon Ford at Broadway and Main in El Cajon. Corey, phones are packed. Let's jump back into
it. Let's do it, Rick. And doing so, we're going to talk to Goldie. Goldie's calling from North Park. Good morning, Goldie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
What's up, Goldie?
Good morning. And to all you anglers out there in 1090 land, I got introduced to the Royal Star by Ricky, who told me, exact words were, Goldie, you owe it to yourself to go on the Royal Star. How true. Gentlemen, and I'll make it quick, this is a first-class operation. I have never had fish taken care of and I'm a freak for handling my fish. These guys are professionals. I always say it comes off the boat like they are going to sell it at the Tsukiji Market in Tokyo. Great food. Incredible food. Great crew. And growing up I'll shut up and just say,
good,
everybody, you got to give it a shot. These guys are the best of the best. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Goldie.
Thank you, sir. Music to my ears. And I had the pleasure of fishing with Goldie a couple weeks back. What a pleasant guy to fish with. And he's the stealth dude out there, man. You know, he just comes out and does his own thing. And lo and behold, he's hooked up again.
Yeah, it's cool.
And he's hooked up again. And he's up on the bow. He's hooked up. He's up the side. He's a real pleasure to fish with out there. You know, he reads his book in the galley, and you think, man, you know, I wonder when he's going to come out there. And you look over your shoulder, and he's hooked up again. He's
got one. That's cool.
Really a pleasure to fish with. Thanks, Goldie. Appreciate it.
And like I said, I know I've told the story a bunch of times, but I'm going to say it again because it warrants a compliment for you and your crew. The thing that blows me away the most is the care that you take of those fish, but how, no matter how busy you guys are, I mean, it could have every single guy hooked up, the fish still get the same treatment. And that's really saying something. It's not that big of a deal to take care of one big one when there's nothing going on. But when you guys are playing a zone defense, when there's 15 fish going at one time and you're worried about tangles and gaffing fish and things over here, those things don't sit on the deck. They still get the same treatment as if there was nothing going on. And I know that's not easy to do, but you guys make it seem so seamless. It's so impressive to watch.
It's a point of pride for sure. But we consider that to be, because of what Corey mentioned, you know, introducing as long ago as we did. I mean, it's a signature. It's a signature of our operation. It was a signature achievement, and because of that, we're all invested in it. We're invested in the outcome of the trip in the form of a beautiful product. We take a tremendous amount of pride in it, and everyone matters, every single fish.
And honestly, Tim, I mean, for people that don't know you and Randy and Brian, I mean, you're all watermen, and you're all like, you love the ocean, and you love every bit of it. It's not just your business, and it's not just the Royal Star, you know, quote unquote, it's not just the business end of it. It's just, you guys love the ocean. You love doing what you do. And it shows with customers like Goldie, you know.
That's exactly it. That's a great point.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, man, we've got an absolute jam packed show. The lines are full. There's one line open at, 877-792-1090, 858-457-1090. We're giving away a pair of Maui Jims. Rick, how does it get any better, right?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, right?
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls and more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
All right, this is a quick chance to talk about some of that great new gear from Shimano. And, you know, Corey, talking about all the great stuff they have out there, it's hard to think about Guadalupe Island and all this great fishing that Tim's having down there without mentioning that Talica 2-speed reel.
Oh, my gosh. But the Talica 20, right now, that is probably the most versatile reel for anything from, you know what, a yellowtail all the way up to a 150, 180-pound tuna and everything in between. It is an incredible, incredible piece of gear. You know, there's a lot of good gear out there, but that by far is my favorite. In addition to having that incredible gear ratio that I mean, they just nailed that sweet spot. It's one of those things that, you know, I appreciate durability in a product.
Yes,
I really
yes,
do.
Yes, yes.
And I've never seen one break. I'm honestly,
how about that?
I have never seen one break on you know, pulling on a fish out of the water. They're
even skipping a tuna with a white shark jumping on?
That's exactly right. I have yet to see one give out when a guy was pulling on a fish.
If that's not an endorsement, I don't know what is. Check it out, the Shimano Talica 2-Speed Reel at your local tackle store. For more information, check out Shimano.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We're having a good time in the studio with Tim Ekstrom and Rick. Man, a lot going on.
Yeah, you're not right? Kidding, but it's time for the Catchport today. Catchport sponsored in part by the pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your trip when you return to the San Diego landings, now with Fresh Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, and their famous tuna burger at their convenient Liberty Station location. Fish Pros has also become famous for their line of smoked spices, rubs, and salts, as well as their smoked cheese. Pick up some at their Liberty Station location, stop by and taste it. I guarantee you will be hooked. Nobody does it like Sean and the boys down at the processing.
Absolutely incredible, man. What they've done there and the relationships that Sean has developed with the local offshore fishermen, the selection of hook and line caught fresh fish that's in the case there, you know, locally available.
I think that's the coolest thing.
That's unbelievable.
In a long time. So you're exactly right. Sean has basically sought out locally harvested hook and line guys, and it's a select option. You know, they'll be this 1 week, and they'll be that 1 week. Whatever he feels is the best product for the case. You know, so they're not worried about making sure there's always a piece of yellowtail there. He goes out, and if the best catch to sell to the customer happens to be halibut, they're going to do that. If it happens to be a giant bluefin tuna, it's going to be that. If it happens to be a killer white sea bass, it's that. Like,
right.
He puts the best product available in the case.
He has his network now, yeah, of local fishermen where, you know, he goes out and catches a halibut that day. That's what's in the case.
I
that
love
night.
That.
Yeah, he's got right now, he's got bluefin, fresh local, brought in yesterday. He's got yellowtail. He's got Dorado, fresh local, right off the local
so
kelp
cool.
side. Yeah, I mean, and the way he has it in the case where it's already prepackaged, it's grill ready. All the red meat's trimmed off, everything. It's in a vacuum pack. You walk in the door and buy that pack for, you know, a pound of it, whatever it is, and walk out the door. There's no butcher paper.
That's
there's
the
no
thing.
Putting on nothing. Just grab your pack and go.
And you're not buying skin. You're not buying bloodline. You're getting the Fisherman's Processing product that we've all come to know. The table ready. You know,
exactly.
Literally, you said it. Grill ready is a great word. You can open up that pack and slap it on the grill. Good to go.
That's right.
By locally sourced commercial guys.
Yeah, it's all local. Yeah. It's all hook and line. All sustainably caught. I mean, it's just. It's a great idea. We've been wanting to do it for a while, and you know, because of the zoning there, we couldn't. But they changed it, and now we're full retail. And
I love
obviously,
it, man.
Oh, cool.
there's a complete separation between
sure.
the market and the fish coming in off the long range boat. It's two separate businesses, but it's under the same roof. So.
Love it.
So
all
cool.
Good. Hey, well, let's find out what's biting. It's time for the Catch Report. We're heading up to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to our buddy Shane. Shane, what's going on at Dana Wharf?
Hey guys, good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. Good morning.
Well, we'll kick things off. We'll start off with our local half day and twilight trips. Been excellent bass fishing. We've had some of the smaller sardine last week here. Beautiful stuff, 4 to 5 inch sardines, absolutely perfect for bass fishing. And it's been steady. The guys staying persistent and going through the motions, fly lining bait after bait, sorting through the shorts. Those are the guys ending up at the limit of bass at, you know, at the end of the half day. Just sticking it out, going through the motions. Definitely seen some scout bonitas starting to show up along the edge of the kelp. A few random yellowtail here and there. Actually, a couple of random halibut mixed in throughout the week, too. So definitely a chance at, you know, some random stuff on the half day with the bass fishing mixed in. The three-quarter day run's been close to the same, you know, sticking with that bass fishing stuff down the line. The edge of the kelp beds down there have been pretty good, with the exception of maybe swinging offshore midweek with some lighter loads and looking for that kelp patty fish, some of those Dorado. Picking away a few, scratching some fish on those. No real big hits yet, but little by little starting to kind of fill in and move up this way. With that being said, we actually have an offshore limited load trip scheduled for Thursday on the Dana Pride. It's $95. limited to 40 people. I believe there's 30 spots open still. They're gone for sure, so I imagine it's going to be a light load. Tommy will go the distance too, so we're looking forward to seeing what that has to offer, and you know, if that stuff keeps pushing up, look forward to seeing some more, you know, limited load offshore trips in the schedule. So definitely look for that. The Fury's been kicking with their charter overnight stuff, some nice tunas and good scores for those guys. Still have a couple of their open party 5-to-5 runs midweek coming up, but yeah, that's for the most part. That's what we got
that's
going on. If you guys want to book a trip with us or check us out, we have you can call the office direct 496-5794 area code 949, and you can also look us up danwarsportfishing.com. If you want to save some money on one of our local half day or 3/4 day trips, as always, you can link our little link there on the Let's Talk Hookup page, save some money.
Right on the front page, just click on the banner, enter the code, and you're going to save some dough on a local trip out of Dana Orr Sport Fishing. Shane, great to hear about new fish filtering into the kelp line. Good fishing for local 3/4 day, full day, everything you guys are doing, man. Great report. We appreciate it, and we look forward to hearing another one next week.
You'll hear from Willie, I'm sure.
We look forward to it. Shane did a great job filling in for Captain Willie, and we'll talk to somebody up at the Dana next week.
Thanks, guys. Have
Thanks,
a good
buddy.
Week.
Appreciate that. Now let's head on out to Cedro Sport Fishing. Talk to our buddy Jeff. Jeff, is it possible that that great fishing has continued from when we were down there last week?
Oh, good morning, gentlemen. It's still happening, Rick. It is on fire right now. That area down around Cedros Island is producing just about everything. The only thing we're missing right now is wahoo.
Well, bring it on. That sounds good to us. Tell us about it.
Well, right now we've got yellowtail that are in that 40-pound range. You're catching them on trolling mackerel, iron, and even catch them on Corey's MC swim baits on that red and green. Those things still are just all-purpose, all-around great bait.
Oh, that's cool, Jeff. Yeah. Stoked to hear it.
Yeah, what a fun way to catch them.
Well, yeah, we've got people calling saying, well, where do I find them? So we sent them down there to see you, Rick, and sometimes they're gone because people from the trip previous went down there and wiped you out. So we've got to talk to Corey about keeping up on his production.
Yeah, exactly. I appreciate the support, Jeff.
We joked with a guy, you know, when somebody asked how many MC swim baits do you bring down on the Cedros trip, and I always say an absurd amount, like a larger amount than I'm comfortable telling you. It's not right.
Yeah.
Well, Jeff,
yeah,
sounds like there's still some great fishing going on. Glad to hear that big yellow's still biting. I know the bass fishing's great. Shots at sea bass. If somebody wants to come join you, is there still an opportunity for this season, or are we just looking forward to next year?
Oh, no. We've got a couple spots left at the end of the season right now. We've got a 5-day on November 6th, and that's kind of where we're throwing in that wahoo. Last year they showed up right at the beginning of November, right when we shut the lodge down. So we've extended our season so we can give our customers a shot at that stuff.
I love it. I love it. Well, great job, Jeff. If somebody wants to take advantage of that trip, any of the others, booking your charter for next year, how do we do it?
Yep. Just go to cedrosportfishing.com and take a look at what's left on the schedule. We are booking fast and furious for next year. So if you're thinking about it, I would suggest giving Rosie a call. She's taking reservations right now on the phone, and see what's available for the 2019 season. You can give her a call on her cell. You can reach her at 619-772-7570.
Awesome. Great job, Jeff. Appreciate that, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Take care, guys.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
There's only one thing I like more, Rick, than a Cedros and Calico Bass report, but it's Surf Fishing with Gundy. Gundy, good morning. How you doing?
What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's going on, you guys?
We're doing great, man. Wanting to hear what's going on the beach.
You got a ringer in there as a guest. Post, huh?
No doubt about that, buddy.
Oh, you know, Rock God, we had that strange anomaly last week with that hot water. You know, I even heard some of the guys at Scripps saying it broke a few records for beach temperature, you know, and it knocked down the bite. But, you know, as that hurricane kind of passed and stuff, we came back down to, you know, mid-70 water, and boy, the bite just rebounded. So the Corbina bite, like I said, it's as good as it's been in years here. Water temperature came back down this week, and the bite rebounded, especially in that southern section, I'd say from Long Beach south there. Very good Corbina fishing this week. Some areas, the guys were literally reporting fish bouncing off their ankles as they fished, you know, and that's always a good sign. Part and parcel, the sand crabs are thick on the beaches, and that's been a a function of the real good bite this year is just a plethora of sand crabs, and you know, that's the key to that diet of those Corvina. Hook, line, and sinker up north reported good all-around fishing. Halibut bite was good along Goleta, East Beach. This is probably the only stretch where they're catching halibut with any consistency. Flash minnows, anchovy pattern was the best bet there. Also a good bite on the rocky spots, 4-inch smelt and grunion pattern swim baits, taking a mix of calico bass, sand bass, shallow water rockfish. And this reef bite really going on up and down the coast. It's just not high on the scale of what we talk about. Wiley's reported red-hot sargo action. The fish have been taking shrimp and mussel along the reefs off the pier. A few of the fish in the 3-pound class. Lots of white sea bass up there, too, in the shallows. Mostly short, but some legal fish to 30 inches taking swim bait. Another excellent week of Corbina fishing on the South Bay beaches. Reported just fishing. Guys were saying three to six fish in a session was about standard. Some striped bass also showed up along this stretch, and that's curious. You know, we talked about this last week. Those stripers usually like that cooler water. 15-pound fish taking on a lucky crab there. Big fish in Seal Beach reported very good Corvina action on solid fish. 2 to 3 pound average is what they're saying. Guys are seeing dozens of fish in a session in the breakers there. And here we go again. The striped bass showed along this stretch. Some 10-pound class fish. Been breaking on bait at the mouth of the Bolsa Chica Inlet, and that's something those fish always associate with, is freshwater outlets there. Hogan's and Dana Point reporting good Corvina bite in Capitol Bay. Guys reporting multi-fish days. Poche, the lifeguard headquarters, State Park, Riviera's all producing. Pacific Coast also reported a strong rebound to the Corvina bite. Multi-fish days, fish to 4 pounds. A 3-pound, 12-ounce fish leads the shop's Corvina Derby. And then also the orange mouse popped up this week. The guys were finding them inside the harbors. I heard San Diego Bay was really good, Mission Bay, and those orange mouths are breaking on bait early mornings, late evenings, fish to 5 pounds. Daiwa SP minnows and Zara puppies for topwater baits were hot, and then another double-digit striped bass taken off Del Mar. So that's a lot to stick in your pipe and smoke there.
But, that's awesome, Gundy. Those orange mouths are some of the most fun in the bay. We were talking about last night at the tackle store. Like, I remember, you know, in my old days, high school and college, working at the tackle store, we used to close at 11 o'clock after all the one-day boats left, and then and then it was straight down to the dock fishing, like, say, Zara Spooks and things like that, catching those orange mouth Corvinas, man. That is a very, very fun fish to catch inside the harbor.
Yeah, you get kind of that build-up under the lights. Isn't that what you call that?
That's
those
exactly
things, right? Like that.
Yeah. All the little teeny bait fish gets, you know, piled up under the lights, and you'd see them zooming through. And I mean, trust me, we were tapping our toes waiting for the prowler to load their last passenger so we could all haul butt down to the dock and go catch a couple before it's time to roll home. Gundy, great report, buddy. As always, we sure appreciate you compiling so much awesome information, and look forward to hearing another one next week.
I love to do it, Rock God. It's a sport fishing life, isn't it?
You got it, Gundy. Appreciate that. And speaking of surf fishing, want to remind you, Bill Varnay has come out with a great new gadget for catching sand crabs. It's the Crab and Go. It's a lightweight stainless tube with a handle that works like magic to catch sand crabs for surf bait. It's made of stainless steel, weighs less than 15 ounces, and with just a scoop, you can catch a bunch of clean and fresh sand crabs. Ask for the Crab and Go at your favorite tackle shop or order it online at surffishtackle.com. Corey, let's jump back into the phone.
Let's do it. We're going to talk to Hills. Hills is calling from Ventura. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Captain Tim and Rick and Corey.
Morning.
Hills. Hey, I was lucky enough to win a Let's Talk Hookup trip with Benny Florentino. And I went on Monday with my friend Chava. I just got to give you guys a quick report that I'm still so excited about it, thinking about it. It was like going to Jurassic Park. We went to San Clemente, and I was looking forward to trying all the Shimano gear since Benny is the Shimano Pro Staff guy, and he's got the stuff, and always wanted to try a Tranx. Well, we fished the Tranx. We fished the heck out of the 300, the 400, the 500. He had the Calcuttas, but I didn't cast those, but I brought my own pole, man. I put it down. I mean, I had four in. Because, and then Benny, he taught me how to cast better. He has so much knowledge. And that place that he took us to, the water was like a big aquarium. We'd have 10 calico bass chasing our waxwing or a red and green MC weedless. We were throwing surface iron. We were chasing yellowtail. We didn't hook any, but we caught about 150 calico bass up to 6 pounds.
So much
and,
fun.
What a trip.
It was ridiculous. And Benny was so mellow and nice until he saw a yellowtail freezer. And then all of a sudden he's like, hold on. And then, we're going like 50 in his brand new gorgeous boat. He's got a 300 horse Mercury Verado. Oh my God. It was unbelievable.
Hills, he's truly a gentleman, you know, and anybody listening that wants to join Benny, it's Coastal Charters, coastalcharters.com or whatever. You can get him on Instagram or Facebook, too. But the other one would be Fishing with Decker. Decker, we just had him in studio here a short while ago, and both those guys are true gentlemen and fishermen and, like you're saying, Hills, top-notch.
Yeah, that's your world, Corey, is that big calico bass fishing, and there's not many places in the world like San Clemente Island,
And
you talk to all those, you know, I mean, you included, I'm sure. You know, you talk to a lot of those guys. They see your best chance for a giant one. That's as good a spot as anywhere in the world.
Right,
you know?
There, it is.
Maybe there might be places where, you know, when they're on, you can catch more 3-pounders. But that is, if you're wanting a true giant, there's not many places that grow them like San Clemente Island.
Yeah, you were there, Hills.
That's cool. Yeah, I'm so glad you had a good trip, man. And congrats. I'm glad you were able to win it and get to go fishing with such a great guy. Congrats on an awesome day.
Thank you, guys.
And Hills, if you want to upgrade from there, you can join us on the Shogun skiff trip, 6-day, June 15th next year, and talk about a killer time fishing the Baja Coast. You know,
That's perfect time of year.
It's equivalent to what you did, but imagine 6 days of it with the most killer food.
I better get my deposit on that. That sounds awesome.
Hills, it is a blast. I've got to do that trip with Corey before, and you can't imagine. If you're into bass fishing, which clearly from just hearing the sound of your voice like that, there is nothing like it.
Yeah, it was amazing, and it was so easy. Benny was, his boat was like 20 feet from the free parking. Yeah. It was so easy.
That's great.
That's awesome, Hills.
And the boat was so nice.
Nothing like fishing with Benny for sure. Well, Hills, I'm glad you had such a great trip. Congrats on the trip, and we'll look forward to hearing another great report here real soon. Hey, when we come back, we got another hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
I got my line in.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have 3 generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today, FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Vessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
It's summertime in San Diego, and that means a couple of things. The getting is good for yellowfin and bluefin off our Southern California coast. A road trip to bag some high Sierra trout sounds like a great weekend. And the Ford Summer Sales event has started at your San Diego County Ford dealers. In fishing, we love to get away, and we love to have the best gear. And right now is the perfect time to upgrade to a brand new Ford truck or SUV. The absolute best piece of fishing gear you could have. During the summer sales event, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on a wide variety of trucks and SUVs, including great financing and cashback offers on some of the most popular models. They've got deals across their lineup to get you into the perfect size SUV for you. And they've got deals on F-150, Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payload and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
The Yamaha Outboard Summer Power Sales Event is here. Until the end of August, eligible new select 90 to 200 horsepower four-cylinder four-strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Offer ends August 31, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
No matter what the season, Rapala Lure should always be a part of your fishing arsenal. It's time to stock up on the trolling lure that's proven to catch more fish. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Mag runs perfect right out of the box. All have extreme action with a controlled, deep diving, aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. Here's some big news. X-Wrap mags now get up to 40 feet deep with the new X-Mag 40. Spool up with Suffix line, which was designed and recommended for trolling X-Wrap mags, and you have a deadly combo. You should also check out Rapala Husky Magnum heavy-duty high-speed trolling lures built for battling large game fish. The Husky Mag lures, like all Rapala lures, are built tough and available at a great price. So bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum or the Rapala Husky Magnum are the ultimate trolling lures for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size, and start catching more fish. See the entire lineup at Rapala.com.